96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Revolution of Juan McCartney is sponsored by J.S. Johnson, Bahamas Check Services, Burger King, CG Atlantic, Commonwealth Bank, Ron's Electric Motors, BTC, the Ministry of Health, and Popeyes.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. We are going to talk about a couple of things today. I should let you know that the post office, let me read this for you. I feel like I'll be doing you a public service. All right. The post office department wishes to advise the public that mail will no longer be sorted to boxes with outstanding box rental fees. Due to non-payment of the annual box rental fee, all mail is being returned to sender. The public is further advised that all outstanding boxes for the year 2021, not paid for by December 31st, 2021, will be processed to be sold to the next applicant. Government ministries and departments, businesses, and churches are encouraged to settle any outstanding rental fees to avoid important mail being returned. Okay, the list is thousands of boxes. You can check it out. It's in today's Tribune. You can check it out. I don't think I'm on here. I had, because when I heard them first talking about this the other day, I went to the post office at Mollab Marathon, and that ain't no million-dollar a year space to me. Not even close, but okay, fair enough, all right? And I went to the post office at the Mollab Marathon, and I did not, I'm sorry, not Mollab Marathon, the Town Center Mall. And I told them I came to pay for my box fee, and they told me that it was already paid for. It turns out one of my aunts paid for it, and that's why that's paid. This, I can't even, is this even in, it's in numerical order, but it's weird. Goes from 3 to 9. It's weird. Anyway, go check it out. Mine, I guess General Post Office would be N. Would be the prefix. Mine begins with 8. I don't see it on here. Okay, good. Well, I went there and they told me it's paid for anyway, and I have to like jump through all these hoops to get it transferred from my mother's name to my name because I'm just gonna keep using it. So go pay your post off. How are you supposed to get your mail? You just ain't gonna get your mail? You didn't know you just can get mail in the Bahamas unless you pay for a post office box. That seems pretty unfair. So the post office is only, mail is only for people who could pay for a post office box in this country. That seems unfair. And y'all say, I don't care about the poor people. I care about the poor people. The poor people should be able to get mail, right? Have a mailing address. Although snail mail is kind of outdated, there's still a lot that legally requires you to have stuff mailed. All right? I don't know why we can't geotag this one island and start delivering mail. Although plenty of people are there as thief. So I don't know if I want my mail left outside my house. All right, we got a couple of things to talk about today. We're going to circle back to just in just a moment to what we were talking about yesterday with regard to Bella Walker. All right. Her name's Danya. Danya. We spoke to her uncle yesterday, and we're going to circle back to, because particularly something he said I want to circle back to, so that we're all on the same page, okay? But first, let me say this, all right? There was someone who called Dwight yesterday, apparently in a burning rage, to complain about me, claiming I said Brave Davis is the darkest skinned prime minister we've ever had, as if I was saying that to say something negative about him. So first, I'm going to help you, specifically you, caller, who called. All right, so we have a better understanding. Because I don't know. I don't think you're just creating mischief. I think you just don't understand what it was you were hearing. Okay? So I'm going to help you. I don't know what it, maybe all I was overdue for someone to be mad at something I said. I don't know. I just figure people would get mad every day at whatever I say. If I say the sunshine outside, I don't look at this. Look at him talking about the sun shining. Shut up, Juan. Sun ain't shining bright as you say. It wasn't me who brought up Brave Davis's skin color, first of all. Texter said that, and you should understand the context in which that was said before you make wild accusations, all right? So I said people should take a look at Sharon Turner's perspective article talking about the reactions to House of Assembly Speaker Patricia DeVoe's performance during the debate thanking the Governor General for the speech from the debate on the resolution thanking the Governor General for the speech from the throne. All right. And Sharon Turner argues that it appears some of the commentary is because Patricia DeVoe is darker skinned, all right? And people are nitpicking, some people, because of that. I didn't think her performance was great myself. And as I said, I read the piece, and I read it, and I thought to myself, and this is why I say read it, because you can examine your biases. I read the piece, and I examine it, and I go, okay, what is it that I didn't like about Patricia DeVoe, all right, her performance? And my thoughts were, it seemed to be not even-handed, although Sharon Turner makes the argument that in the overall scope of things, she believes it was even-handed. I don't, and that's just, you know, some people just have view things differently, you know? And I thought it came off as abrasive, too. And am I saying, is she abrasive? Because, oh, she's just looking at a dark-skinned woman. She's from Bantam. She'd be done. No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that she seemed very quick to anger. All right? And it's going to be a long, 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 long road if your level of tolerance for the tenor of debate in the House, to me, does not change. Okay? So that's where the dark skin thing came from, when the caller said and a texter said that, well, Brave Davis is the darkest skinned prime minister we ever had. You think it's going to be a problem? He was being facetious. It was a joke, all right? We joke about these things often, not in a negative way to down people for their skin tone, all right? We do it so that we can feel comfortable having a conversation about race, about skin color, because these things are still relevant today. Clearly, if someone hears Brave Davis has dark skin and immediately thinks that's an insult to the prime minister, I'm certain he's proud of his skin. I got no problem with whatever color he is. So you got to broaden your perspective when you're talking about these things. You know, listen, if 90% of us identify as black in this country, all right, over 90% according to the last census, And we're all different hues, but we still identify as black, right? And there's nothing wrong with that, because though some of us do are mixed with white and other different quote-unquote races, the fact of the matter is that Africa, where we all come from, even the white people, but particularly black people can trace their recent lineage to Africa, Africa has the most diverse palette of skin tones of any continent on the planet. By far. And not because of colonization, but because of thousands and thousands of years of different genetic variations. All right? Ethiopians look different. The Bushmen of Botswana got light skin. Ethiopians got curly hair, often straight hair. All right? And within Ethiopia, there are different ethnic groups, all right? West Africa, where most of us can trace our heritage, darker skin for a lot of people. But then you go to North Africa, and you talk about the Berbers and all this. And I know you want to argue that the Berbers aren't African. I disagree. But skin tone is a thing. Now that we've weaponized it, now that we've continued to weaponize it after the colonizers made it a bad thing, that's on us, all right? Now, I could have told you that while we're talking about, if we're looking at Patricia DeVoe because she has dark skin, Patricia DeVoe is the one who praised Dr. Michael Darvill for his light skin and curly hair. Remember that? We don't have a bunch of darkies breathing up all the oxygen. I didn't hear you putting that energy out when she said it. I never in my life said anything like that. All right, we got to stop this. And I would never put a person down because of the color of their skin or the hue of their skin, ever. All right? Again, more than 90% of us identify as black. If I didn't want to be around black people, I wouldn't be living here. All right? If I didn't like black people, I wouldn't have married a woman. Although my wife has lighter skin. But she's got, you know, what do you call it? I don't know. I'm going to get mad at me. C4, is that what they call it? No. the hair? She's gone natural now, which I like. I mean, it's her hair. She can chop it all off. No, don't chop it all off. Yeah, so anyway, I don't understand what's wrong with a lot of you people. Says I and I, Hebrew. We're Israelites, yeah. Says I, one was in the previous speaker the same complexion. I remember he had lots of criticism coming his way, too. Well, Motri was just a loon in a lot of respects, right? I don't think anyone even looked at Motri. Motri is one who talked about indigenous Bahamian and he ain't no powder puff and all this, whatever, right? So, please, get it together, all right? Get it together. I know you're trying to find excuses to be angry at me because you don't like me for whatever reason. But don't confuse me and don't lie on me, please. Oh, we got a caller? Sure. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, Vaughn. What's up, brother?
I'm good. How's it going?
Hey, I'm proud to be black, man.
Yeah, man.
I am so happy to be black because whoever called white on you, right? If it's a PLP person, this may do it. You need to grow up. You need to grow up. Because I listened to your talk show yesterday. I was working while I was listening to your talk show. Mm-hmm. And you never said anything disrespectful about Mr. Davis. Because if you did, trust me, Vaughn, you know me. I would have called you and correct that.
Yeah, man, for sure.
All right? But whoever called Dwight talk show, I mean Dwight, to complain about Vaughn, you need, if you're a PLP person, call my phone. You need to grow up. All right, because remember this, Mr. McCartney. When we were in the opposition, we called talk shows, we sent out voice notes, we said all kind of things about the FNM, we said all kind of things about Mr. Minnis, and I don't even mention his name, but still I'm being fair and balanced about it. You see, Vaughn, I realize some of my PLP people, y'all can't take, but y'all like to give. Grow up. Have a good day, my brother.
I appreciate that, DeWitt. Yeah. And I don't mind criticism, you know, but at least criticize me in the correct context. If you're saying, well, they shouldn't be having a discussion about skin color, then you got to tell me why. Right? You got to follow the discussion. You can't just hear a snippet and go, well, I'm outraged now. It doesn't make any sense. All right? And for the record, and I'm not saying this because I want a cookie, I've done a lot of stupid, disrespectful things in my life, but never have I ever used someone's skin color or skin tone to judge them or to speak down on them, ever. All right? I don't believe in that. From when I was a child, I never believed in that. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon, Mr. McCarthy.
What's happening, man?
Now, let me tell you something. Now, Mr. McCarthy, they won't call you racial. First of all, I don't know if they know, but your daddy is. Your daddy was a Doc McCarthy.
Right, exactly, right.
Most of the McCarthys that I know are sort of like what we call hard red.
Right.
They ain't white. They ain't Conky Joe. We call the Conky Joe, the Abaco people, and the Spanish people, we call him Conky Joe. People like me and your complexion, they call us hard red. Remember that term?
I do, yeah.
I know all my life, and everybody knows Sparky. Most of my women in my life were very dark, or very dark brown women. Most of my kids, U.S. school with one of them, mm-hmm. came out my complexion.
Right.
Most of the schools all of the schools I went to, from Eastern Prep number 2 on Shirley Street, Eastern Junior, Eastern Senior, and the Government High, all of the people in the class I went to, I would say, I was the whitest, brightest, hard-reddest fella in the class, other than the English teacher. They used to call me Hard Red or Cokie Joe. So that's been going on. Plus, I grew up in the Valley, and you know the Valley is a predominantly black area.
Right.
You know that?
Yes, sir.
So these people, and we must admit, majority of the black people who are there would like to get themselves a little bright, mango skin, or white gals. Because opposites, I was told, opposites attract. Most black people would love to see have a white gal or a mango skin gal. And vice versa. Women too. Look at our women. Most of our black women, they believe they're in heaven if they get hooked up with a foreign white lawyer or something and move to the old Fort Bay.
I don't know, Sparky. You're speaking for like everyone, dude. I don't think that's the case. I think a lot of people are quite content with what's going on. Like, I'm a be around who I want to be around. I'm not trapped here. You know what I mean? And if I wanted a white woman, I would have married a white woman. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. No? Okay. All right, we're not going to dwell on this forever, but I just had to get that out there. And, you know, I don't feel no type of way about having these discussions at all. All right? It says, good afternoon. The only thing that's coming in them mail bills, mailboxes, bills, and more bills. Most of the time, yeah. Why do people still need a postbox? Am I missing something? Yeah, you still need legal documents often have to be mailed. They just amended some legislation last year to stop some of that with the banks. There's legislation saying that you have to have statements mailed to you. Right? Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, Warren, how you doing?
Hey, I'm good, man. How's it going?
Fine, man. That's why I could talk to Sparky and they're real, man. They're real people. You understand what I'm saying? And we need to start the forces in this country, man. Because at the end of the day, we all are behemoths, man. You know, my biggest concern now is trying to get them straight back to school in state-based learning, you know?
Yeah, man. Listen, listen to me. I don't mean to cut you off, but I roll through, like, DeVoe Street, not to, like, snitch on them, often. And just today, there was a group of a dozen school-age boys standing around outside talking, doing nothing. Not in virtual school. They're all school age, and none of them were in school. It's really a shame.
Somebody, we in trouble. See, because at the end of the day, they are the future. I'm going to catch a deal with modern man of talking forces in this country, man.
Yeah, agreed.
Thanks for taking my call, my brother.
Okay, yeah. This It says, back to sleep now. Love you too, baby girl. Love it done before us too, Destiny Miller. Okay. Says it was a caller who mentioned the PM skin tone. Right. And someone texted. McCarty, can you please explain for me what the government is saying about the unemployment benefits, please? The government is saying that the unemployment benefits will continue through the end of the year. And you get the lump sum, and you get the little pension increase for civil servants. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
One.
Hey.
What's up, man?
I'm good.
Listen, I am I would just, I listen to you all the time. I look forward to information from you all the time. A lot of people like myself listen to you. We respect you.
Thank you.
You in control of that studio, and you on there. And when you see illiterate JAs, like what sent you that text you that one, I wouldn't even read it. You understand me?
Yeah.
Because they're so stupid. Which one of us won? You point me to the man out of 9 billion people on this planet who had a choice in what they was going to look like coming, or a choice as to what they was going to look like coming into the world.
Nobody.
You show me one.
Exactly. Right.
Huh?
No, you're exactly right.
Not a one, right?
Right, yeah.
The only person I know asked to come here, they say, was Jesus. The rest of us, he had no choice or nothing. If he did have a choice, then everybody would have been white, the curly hair, blue eyes, eh?
Not so necessarily.
When people like that try to cause you to unfocus your show, I want no check for them, man, okay?
Okay, I got you. I just wanted to be clear about it for people to put that out there. Appreciate you. Says, I'm one. How can PLPs get that speaks facts that Davis is dark-skinned? Yet they had no concern when the now speaker said before appointment, spoke negative about darkies. Tell them get life. The Bahamas is the blueprint for blacks and whites to live peacefully. This says, good for the post office. That's some of our money people need to pay and pay on time. Bahamians crying about VAT on breadbasket items and disconnections by water and sewage need to pay their bills on time. All right. So I didn't personally have a problem with you talking about Brave Davis's complexion, even though I didn't have context. But I don't think he's darker than Pendling or Ingram. Just my observation. I haven't seen the PM in person, though. We do have a colorism problem in this country. However, I agree. We have a colorism issue in this country. No doubt. But I do also think Brave Davis has darker skin than our previous prime ministers. And there's nothing wrong with that at all. There's nothing wrong with pointing it out if you're just stating it as a fact. All right. And if you're trying to use that to diminish him, like, say, Bennett Miller, I hope you hear me out there, Bennett Miller, right, who called him a black African monkey and yet still sat on the board of water and sewage, then that's problematic. But I did no such thing, not even close. We'll take this call, and then we'll go through some more of these texts. I want to talk about a couple other things, too, before we run out of time. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Yes, good afternoon, Juan McCartney. How are you doing, man?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm great, man. I just came as a straight note. Those folks that thing that is you that spoke about Mr. Davis' complexion yesterday. I was on the air just after that gentleman called. It is the caller that mentioned the complexion, and I was rather baffled about that. And that's a bit too. Too out of the ordinary. You wouldn't even stoop there.
No, I would. I've never said that. No.
You know, and also to the PLPs that people say that are upset about that. There's nothing wrong about that. Okay, the truth is the truth, and yes, he is dark. Yes, he is the best that we've had for the past 5 years. He's better than the man he actually replaced. That is not the complexion, the intelligence, the wit. Okay. And the balls and the boldness to go ahead and get the job done. That's what we're baffled about. I am a PLP, and I'm proud of this black man. Okay? Thank you, Juan McCartney.
Thanks, buddy.
I continue to do a great job.
Thanks a lot. Oh, I said Bennett Miller. I'm sorry. Bennett Minnis. Bennett Minnis. Go in your little chat group and go cuss and act crazy now so everyone can forward it around. You should be ashamed of yourself. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Vaughn, Simeon Hall here. How are you?
Hey, Bishop Paul. I'm great. How's it going?
Very well. Do not allow the low-grade intelligence that some of us will have to pull you down to an anti-intellectual standard.
Absolutely.
We are all God's people. And besides that, you said it right. White and black began in Africa, so we really need to redefine Africa.
Right.
The history books tell us about Africa is a damn lie.
Right.
There's no other way to put it. We need to redefine, and so we're praying, as we prayed for Mr. Minnis, we must pray for Brave David that he does well.
Correct.
If he does well, we all do well.
Absolutely.
If he does bad, then we all do bad.
Absolutely.
So color really ain't the point.
It's not the point. I agree. Thanks, Bishop Paul.
You know, we're retrogressing when we go back to color. You know, I'm dark skinned, but I think I like my level of pursuing intelligence.
Absolutely. Yes.
You know, I'm not the smartest guy in the world, but I pursue.
No, you're being too humble. Yes.
And I ain't got nothing to do with my skin.
No, sir. Agreed.
Bless you, man.
Thank you so much, Bishop Paul. All right, I'm going to read some more text, but I wanted to introduce a different element in the conversation. So, before I circle back to Bella Walker. Okay, so, as you'd know, the government is planning on lowering VAT to 10%, yet eliminating the VAT exemption for bread basket items. All right, so, I gave my wife $150 yesterday, because she said she needed to go to the grocery store. And whenever she says that, I will, how much do you need? And so she said, probably $150, all right? Now, I'm looking at this bill, right? So the total of the bill is $144.60. I try not to focus on these things too much because it gives me heartburn. Oat milk. $7.69 for a carton of oat milk. Because my daughter has, like, you know, I think she's got lactose issues. So, anyway, it's oat milk. I don't drink milk in any form. So, my total on the bill is $144.60. You just saved $1.60. What are they talking about? This is Solomon's, by the way. Solomon's Supercenter. Old Trail Road. Okay, so total is $144.60. Now, it says taxable amount, $105.35. Non-taxable amount, $26.64. Taxable amount of 12%, $105.35. All right, non-taxable amount, $26.64. So those would be the bread basket items that were non-taxable. So immediately you could see a couple of things, all right? So about 20% of the bill was non-taxable items. So 80% of the stuff is still taxed at 12%, all right? Now, let me do some quick calculations here. So at 12%, the VAT was $12.60, okay? Let's do 105, 35, that was taxable at 10%, and now taxable at 12%, now taxed by 10%. 105, 35 times 10% is $10.54. All right? $10.54. So with the VAT reduction on those taxable items, I would have been paying, instead of $12.60, right, I'd be paying $10.54. So that's a savings. I'm not selling it. I mean, it's going to happen, so it is what it is. I'm just doing the calculation. So that's a savings of $2.06. Yes? Okay. Now, with the VAT reduction, I saved $2.06. However, if I take the $26.64 and multiply that by 10%, That's $2.66. Okay? So, if this were January 1st, and I went to Solomon Supercenter, I don't know if they're open on January 1st, as opposed to, so that's an increase of 60 cents on $150, $144 worth of food. All right? Sorry, $131.99. And then we add the fat and stuff. All right? So that's a savings of 60, that's an increase of 60 cents on on $144 bill. So my bill now would be, at January 1, would be 100, if the prices remain the same, would be $145.10. As opposed to $144.60, I'll be paying $145.10. So to me, I don't get the uproar, personally. All right? I think that logic to me says if you reduce VAT on the vast majority of things and everything still attracts VAT, that it's a wash. So I don't get what the hubbub is about. And on top of that, they say they're going to increase food assistance and all this other stuff like that. So I don't get what the hubbub is about. So that's just the food store, right? I called the people for the other day for a new panel for my freezer. All right, I got an ice machine, water in the in my fridge, right? On the freezer side. I've had it for about 5 years, right? And it's getting like worn, looks like a little ghetto now, you know what I mean? Like the icons are rubbing off on a couple of the buttons, you know? And just as a matter of personal pride, I actually want a new fridge, but I'm not making any bold purchases. But let's just say I wanted the panel. They told me the panel was something like $200. So you would note that I do not have a new panel at this time, right? But the panel's $200, and I'm throwing 12% VAT on that, all right? That's going to be an extra $24. If the panel's $200 and I'm charging 10%, that's a savings of $4, and that's a good savings, all right? If we're talking about the whole fridge, right, the fridge is going to be about $2,000, right? Let's say $2,200. And we're taxing that at 12%, all right? That's $264. And if we're taxing it at 10%, it's $220. So the savings increases the higher the ticket the item is, the more costly the item is. But on a level like this stuff, it's going to be negligible. To me. But Juan, how many people are buying oat milk? It doesn't matter. I don't know. They sell it. Someone buying it. Maybe the person of lower income have the flip side of the bill. 80% bread basket, 20% non-bread basket items. Though I support a reduction in VAT across the board to 10% indefinitely. Well, the point is this, is that if you believe that only well-to-do people go to Solomon Supercenter, then you've never been there. All right? So some people may be buying oat milk. Hell if I know. And the fact of the matter is, if they're buying cheaper, if they're buying regular milk, I don't even know how much regular milk costs. If they're buying Carnation at like 99 cents, right? And the difference is from 12%, from 10% to 12%, it's not, what is that going to be? 3-4 cents? No, it's 99 cents. Yeah, it'd be like 3 cents difference. You know what I'm saying? So I don't get the uproar when you actually crunch the numbers. That's me. Don't worry about the oat milk. The oat milk is tax-free. Okay? So, for now. It says regular milk is $3.76 at Meat Max. Okay. So oat milk's twice as much? This is a big bottle. This is 64 ounces. It says One, what you're forgetting is the store's supposed to reduce their prices because they're getting the same VAT breaks, bringing things into the country, but they won't. They may. Although Rupert Roberts is saying that the stuff's going up again. Just check eBay for your new panel. Yeah, you're right. Is there something wrong in being the most melanated PM so far? No, nothing, absolutely none. It says, was it Patricia DeVoe making her miscegenation comments again? No, we're talking about a different thing to do with Patricia DeVoe. Funny how this topic relates back to her. Carnation, cardinal, distinction, all going at $1.39 per can regularly. Yeah. You have to wait and pray for sale. All right, we got to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
At Ron's Electric Motors, they repair and rewind all major brands of electric motors, including water pumps, generators, and the generator's back end, welding machines, electric lifts, air compressors, battery chargers, and more. They're equipped to handle up to 850 kilowatts and rewind up to 450 horsepower motors. They're conveniently located on the corner of Wolf and Clarence Roads and are open weekdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays till noon. They offer 24 hours emergency assistance. You can reach them on 242-356-0249.
CG Atlantic Agents, how may I help you?
Yes, I want to know where to go to get third-party motor insurance.
Are you sitting down?
Yes.
Okay, could you put your feet up?
Okay.
Great. Just go to cgatlanticagents.com, where you can get a quote and buy your insurance online.
Relax. Now you can buy third-party motor insurance wherever and whenever you want. It's as easy as click, quote, buy. CG Atlantic Agents. Good like that. Nassau Insurance Brokers and Agents Limited, trading as CG Atlantic Agents.
COVID-19 vaccines have saved thousands of lives by helping to prevent the spread of the virus. Research suggests that vaccinated persons are less likely to pass the virus on to others or get seriously ill from COVID-19. The vaccine is the best way to protect you and your loved ones. COVID-19 vaccines are safe and effective. Don't procrastinate. Vaccinate.
This message has been brought to you by the Ministry of Health and this radio station.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Wendy's and Coca-Cola are back
with $45,000 worth of upgrades for you.
Upgrade your premium lunch combo to a large or purchase a large salad and a Coke product and get your scratch card for a chance to win thousands of prizes instantly. You can win a PlayStation 5, plane tickets with spending money, weekend hotel stays, an iMac, iPads, iPhone 13s, tool sets, washer and dryer sets, and thousands more prizes. Visit Wendy's Facebook page for more details on the Upgrade My Life promotion. Rules and restrictions apply.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to the revolution here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. Great to have you with us. We were talking about numerous things. The whole colorism issue that someone wrongly ascribed me talking about. And also the VAT increase. I just thought it was interesting to do the exercise. All right. Because I'm gonna save this and see the difference in the new year. Across the board, in terms of the taxes, in terms of the prices as well. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, Juan. How you doing?
Hey, I'm great. What's happening?
All right. Kirk here. Hey. I only caught your part that you start doing your calculations, but something came to mind. But first of all, if I could recall, I'm starting to be corrected, but if I could recall, the reduction in VAT is only going to be for, the 10% is only going to be for 1 year. Am I correct in saying that?
They said that they're not trying to take it back up. So for the foreseeable future, it's going to be 10%.
Okay. Well, I know where they're going to replace. I know where they're going to find the money to replace that loss, because that's millions of dollars in loss. But anyhow.
It's in the budget. Yeah, although that may or may not happen.
I got to go look at that, because I just don't see it.
Mm.
And another thing is, when you were doing your calculations just now,
mm-hmm.
You did your calculations based on the 12% of non-variable items,
mm-hmm.
along with the variable items, and you get 144, I think, or something to that effect.
144.60, yeah.
Yeah. What you need to do is, what came to mind is something quick, whereas if they're going to reduce the 10%, and then the breadbasket items now going back up normal, so that means you got to add 12% to the non-breadbasket items now and see whether or not there's a savings between the difference in the two. That's one of the calculations you need to point out.
Okay, I can do that. Yeah, that's fine.
I'm sure it appears as though that by adding VAT on to the breadbasket items, even though you got a 10, you reduce the VAT to 10%.
Mm-hmm.
It appears as though, taking into consideration that the majority of people is going to buy more breadbasket items, I believe that they're going to be paying more. And I didn't do the calculations, but just thinking off the top of my head, logically, that's what it appears it's going
to
be.
Yeah, to me, they would be. You would overall, when I did the calculation, we'd do slightly more. But the reason I didn't do the 12% on the non-taxable amount is because it really doesn't arise, because I'm not paying it now, you know? But I did do the calculation with everything.
Not the non-taxable, but I'm saying that when it changed now, don't forget now, the breadbasket items now are going to go back up to 12%.
No, they're going to go to
10%. Sorry, you're going
to
add, 10%.
10%.
You're correct.
I did that calculation.
Yes, you're right. 10% is going to be added on.
And my bill only increased by 60 cents, but that's just me.
Well, that's just you. But like I say, when you take into consideration the majority of people and the lower income person who are going to be buying more breadbasket items,
mm-hmm.
I think it will affect them negatively.
I can understand that. I can understand what you're saying, but I don't see that. I don't. Nothing informs me that poor people are the largest purchasers of breadbasket items in the country. Like, Ministem couldn't demonstrate that to me when they did the exemptions, that this is going to just be a great thing for the poor people, right? Because here's what's true, right? Just because someone's poor doesn't mean they only eat a couple of things. Like, I only eat tuna and bread. It ain't like that. Sometimes they eat chips, which already has VAT on them, sodas, which already have VAT on them, juice, which already have VAT on them, already has VAT on it. So no one's actually demonstrated that to me. We're doing a bunch of guessing in terms of the impact on the poor people. Unless someone can show me some data, right? Other than that, it's guesswork. One, they really need to lower the price on fruits and vegetables because it's so high, I can't give my kids any of these. Well, fruits and vegetables attract VAT now as well, you see? And the VAT will go lower. It says, Al-Qaeda says, businesses are the largest consumers of bread basket items. Yes, right. So who buys the most bread in the country? Bamboo Shack, right? The fast food restaurants. They're buying a lot of the bread basket items. All right? So they would be the largest purchaser of bread basket items, as Al-Qaeda says it. Okay, so not the poor people. Although it will impact them. I don't know that it has this thunderous effect on the poor. We'll see. But I think overall, they'll feel it less elsewhere. And again, the only thing poor people do isn't eat. All right? Poor people buy things, even though they're poor. People who are living in poverty, well, if you're living in poverty, you're making under $4,500 a year, I believe, is the threshold. This is one, you don't drink milk. I'm going to let you in on a secret. Human beings don't need animal milk. Ever. Okay? Human beings don't need oat milk. Human beings don't need a lot of things that we eat that we don't need. I don't eat milk. Drink milk. All right. It says Bamboo Shack makes their own bread. That's true. Bamboo Shack does make its own bread. All of it? So maybe Bamboo Shack's not the right example. But Michael Akita says businesses are the largest consumers of bread basket items. And then they charge you VAT on top of your meal. So your meal actually will go down too at the fast food places. Yeah? All right, we got a break for the headlines, and we'll be back on the other side.
Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
What, he fool with your girl?
Mother sick. And you know, Junior, you don't bark down for nothing. So that means you got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you want?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson fan. You gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean, cool, you know.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
All right, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody call me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know. And nobody gotta know it's you.
So how do I work?
All you gotta do is call them or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info, and when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me?
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami, and they don't ask nothing about you. Then if you get the pin from them, and they can claim a reward later using that same pin.
Plus, everything's scrambled, so nobody can read what you said.
Calls 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
J.S. Johnson Insurance agents are the best. Reliable service, we've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.S. Johnson Insurance has the best. Always, you're always calling me. J.S. Johnson Insurance, peace of mind.
My Gateway is the centralized, safe, secure way to access and pay for government services online. Go to mygateway.gov.bs and log in to request a police character certificate, renew your passport or driver's license, and more. Receive emails confirming requests and alerts when documents are ready. You must have a valid government-issued ID in order to collect documents. My Gateway is fast, easy, and convenient. Go to mygateway.gov.bs and register today.
Here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We were talking the VAT on at the food store, really. What difference it would make if we just did the calculation of my most recent bill. And to me, I don't see a big difference. It's just in looking at this bill. Now everybody say, well, poor people bill will be higher because they have to buy certain. I mean, poor people still buy chicken and you know. All this. I wonder if, like, here's an interesting question to ask, right? So the fast food places are the biggest purchasers of bread basket items. Or let's see, okay. Does that mean fast food prices go up? Even though the VAT on the overall bill would go down? Interesting. I guess it would depend on what their biggest item. So if it's chicken, the VAT ain't going up on that. If you're saying VAT, we're putting VAT on, the VAT's going down on that. If you're saying we're putting VAT on flour, I don't have the list in front of me, flour and butter and milk and sugar that we used to make bread, is there VAT on sugar now? Then maybe that's a calculation, but every other item that, I'm just using Bamboo Shack as an example, every item other item that Bamboo Shack purchases that isn't those bread basket items is going to go down. So the potatoes for the fries are going to go down, should go down. The VAT will go down on it for certain. The plates, the VAT goes down. The bags, the VAT goes down. The sodas, the VAT goes down. The juice, the VAT goes down. So that's an interesting calculation. Yeah, they need to look at, I mean, I'm not saying monitor Bamboo Shack, right? I'm saying monitor everyone. And you should have a justification for putting your prices up, not just, well, this now attracts VAT, so everything's gone up, because you got to take into account that everything else is going down. Let me get through some of your texts, and then I want to raise another issue, if I can. The other day, I heard the Governor General listing our veterans, and he addressed each one with the word comrade in front of their name. I've never heard them addressed that way, have you? Thanks, Juan. I don't know what you're referring to, but I'm going to say a no, but just because I haven't heard it doesn't mean it's not a thing. This is one, my bread basket items go up when I do my Christmas grocery shopping, but other than that, I don't buy those items. It says Bamboo Shack needs butter and flour to make bread, so they buy a crap ton of those two bread basket items. Yes, 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 exactly. Says, one, your wife needs to do a course on food store taxing. My wife would have asked for $175 and kept the change. Your wife guessed that $150 is amazing. She's a saved woman. One, businesses reclaim that they get. It's not an expense for them, so it should not impact businesses. Businesses reclaim that they get. Are you saying they can reclaim the cost of it because they're passing VAT on? Is that what you're saying? And so therefore, it doesn't impact the actual tax on the ingredients for the businesses? Is that what you're saying? It says, great show as usual, Juan. And Nassau, $150, could only buy four items. You should have given her $250 for fun, just to get extra money for kicks. Go crazy. This is a lot that she bought for $150. This is a long bill. This bill is as long as my arm. Great show as usual. Could you ask PM Davis if he could please make sure BPL and mortgage companies and water and sewage don't send the citizens no bill this Christmas, and make sure no one like get cut off on Christmas Day, please? You don't want no bills, eh? You still want to get paid, though, but for Christmas, but you don't want no bill. Says VAT is a pass-through cost, one. It should not be factored into a company's sales-based cost. There's no reason for VAT to be in costing, other than to have the liquidity to front the VAT cost. Okay, so it shouldn't go up. Great, so they'll save money on fast food now. The bill. It says, your wife needs to teach my wife how to shop. Afternoon, if I asked my wife how much money she needed to go to the food store, she would say $1,500. VAT has no impact on cost. They claim the VAT on ingredients and materials is input credit on their VAT return, no bearing on cost and or selling price. Well, thanks for clarifying that. Juan, the government needs to put pension age 55 so the young people could have jobs. Or, hear me out. We could grow the economy and create more jobs. That'd be a better thing. As opposed to, like, turning all the old people into Soylent Green. Yeah? All right, let me go. I'm going to try to clear up these texts. Hold on. Hi, one. I was very disappointed in the speaker's reaction. She was extremely unprofessional in her actions, even appeared to be cutting her eye when she spoke. Annoyed, she must adjust her attitude. Look, and if you have an issue, if you're saying, look, I don't like somebody's attitude. I don't like how you're coming off. I don't like your tone. I don't like that. It's not necessarily a criticism of you because of how you look or your, you know what I'm saying? But I think it's healthy to examine what is informing that truly. As we say, we are black, but there's an argument for the abundant sale of Remy and skin lighteners. One, some only need a reason, any reason to be triggered. Well, the speaker's short-tempered and biased. I voted for her. We're done fed up in her constituency. She'll be gone, just like Mr. Wells. Already? It's only been a couple of months. I'll switch quick. Good day, as we are in our office. Wow, that guy DeWitt. We like how he keeps it real. Keep up the good work. Juan, do you think Anton would speak how DeWitt did? I don't think so. Anton could see no wrong in the PLP. That's why lots of people like DeWitt, who calls it as he sees it. Juan, you're correct. Brave is the darkest PM we've had, but we can't deny that his skin is smooth and beautiful. Let's look at him getting the job done and not his skin color. He like he doesn't age. Have you noticed that about Brave David? Like, the only thing changing is, like, he's getting grayer. Right? Or he's, I guess he's totally gray now. But he doesn't like seem to age, right? Some people are like that. Black don't crack, you know what I'm saying? Says, honestly, whenever I hear bright skinned people trying to use their bright skinnedness, they come off as if they were bullied when they were growing up. How do you use your bright skinnedness? Let me know. Tell me how to use it. I want to see something. We call on the AG to charge water and light companies for guesstimating your bill. This is corruption. Why don't food stores and gas stations guesstimate your bill? Now, I know water and sewage don't do it. BPL swears to me that they don't do that. That I actually see the water and sewage dude come. I'm about to come off water and sewage, though. I just need to test my well water. Get another filter, and I'll be good to go. If that texture has a problem with dark skin or even the mention of the word dark skin, then maybe the revolution is not the place they should be calling. Dr. Thompson or Dr. Carroll may have an available appointment to discuss colorism with him and learning to love the skin you're in. This one SuperValu has already gone up on prices. Last Thursday, I paid almost $9 for romaine hearts. The week prior to that was $5 and change. I don't know how we're going to make it come December. I ain't having no turkey play if they're going to be going sky high like I see. One good and honest show. Let me say this for the record, like James Brown, say it loud, I'm black and I'm proud. In fact, I think blacks of real African descent rather than European descent, fair-skinned, white, don't think you're always right and black stay back. I see. It says, I get oat milk. Try eat healthy and more plant-based diets. I got oat milk on sale in the fridge. Now it's super value. Wolf Road, not far from where I live. I shop around so my dollar could stretch further and live in this expensive nation. When a gallon of almond milk is $8 and change in super value, is it? I don't know why all drinking milk if it's all expensive, you cut that out your diet. I mean, eat whatever you want, but. Is one, don't try that, the 10% hasn't reached yet. That additional percent will come starting January 1st. I believe the tax us additionally. Don't try what I didn't say. I said it was coming January 1st. I'm just saying, if prices remain consistent and I buy this exact same list of things on January 1st, the bill would increase by 60 cents. Instead of paying $144.60, I'd pay $145.20. $145.20. It says once investments come into the country, more new money will come. The F&M didn't bring any investments. That's why we only had recycled money. 10% will balance out. I don't think it's fair to say the F&M didn't bring any investments. It says animals don't drink milk. Only when they're young. Says one, I read Ms. Turner's article and found a paragraph extremely troubling where she stated that when a woman, quote, must put a man in his place and establish order, end quote, some among us will be triggered. I thought in 2021, man nor woman put each other in their place. I hope the young lady checks herself because in trying to defend the female speaker, in my mind, she exposed her biases. Respect. If that's your take on it, I'm sure Sharon can explain where she was coming from and why she wrote that specifically. I don't remember the exact entire sentence. Hey, one, have you heard from the texter who always texts F&M, F&M too straight? He texts every morning prior to September 16th. I haven't, but I'm sure he's... Maybe I have. I don't know. He doesn't text that to me. You got a caller? That's fine. I got another thing I'm going to do here. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon, Mr. McCartney.
How you doing?
Sorry to call back. I wanted to ask this question in regards to things that are predicting to go up. When I watch international news, it tells me things are going up around the world because of the shipping situation and tankers and all of that type of stuff and the cost of fuel and so forth. It's being talked and predicted that the cost of living is going to go up some 10% according to SuperValue in December or sometime early January. But I haven't heard anything about the cost of salaries going up. So if everything is going up around us, Mr. McCartney, but your salary is not going up, what's that going to do to the average person?
I mean, it may make the cost of living more expensive in some respects. It may make the cost of living less in some respects. Yeah, someone else saying that is a pass-through. Yes, yes. I got confirmation of that from the highest levels. So that there should be no impact. Here's the technical explanation. Business collect output VAT on sales and pay input VAT on purchases. They subtract input VAT from output VAT and send the difference to the government. Price exclusive of VAT does not change. Thanks for clearing that up. I clearly am in the correct business that I don't deal with those complications. But my tax argument remains the same on the bill, if all things considered. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Good afternoon. Welcome.
Hey, what's going
on? Hey, what's happening?
Everything, man. Hey, we gotta start buying out. We can make our own things, you know.
Agreed.
You know, the oat milk, we can make our own oat milk. I make my own oat milk.
How do you do that?
Online, how to make your own oat milk. And it's cheap. It's easy. All you need is a blender, water, and the oat. And then you can have vanilla or whatever you want to put it in it. But you can make your own oat milk. You don't need to go and spend all the money inside there. Go online and type in how to make oat milk.
Just buy the oats.
All you need is a cheesecloth.
That sounds like a lot of work.
You don't need to buy no more oat milk inside the food store no more. You could make your own oat milk.
Well, I'm going to tell my wife because I don't drink oat milk. I don't drink no kind of milk because, again, humans don't need milk. Except breast milk. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Yes, good afternoon, Mr. McGodney.
What's happening, my brother?
Yeah, you know, a very important point here. You know, hatred and prejudice is a commitment to emotional ignorance, right? But I wanted to get on this food thing here. Yeah, I don't know. I'm afraid that, I mean, they say the prices will go up in January, but a broccoli, a head of broccoli is like, I saw the Sunday I was shopping, it's just about $7.83. The veggie crumbles that I buy, they used to cost like $9.50 and $10. It's like $16 now. So I don't know what people are talking about. I'm going by what I'm actually seeing now. The prices are outrageous. So
I thought you would be growing your own broccoli, man, 52, industrious guy.
Yeah,
like
you know, but I don't grow the broccoli. I don't grow everything. But I have fruits and I grow stuff. But what I'm saying is, the thing is, I just wanted to mention, as the prices go up, 10% of $9.15 will be different from 10% of $16. So it's a variable here. So it's not all good like how it's made to believe, because as the prices go up, 10% of something is a different figure from with a higher number. It's simple maths. It's not, you know what I mean? So if these prices I'm seeing now, and it's only November, and, you know, the prices of the everything is going up because I feed my pit bulls the chicken, all right? But this is what it is. And so this is the paradigm that they're creating. Bless up.
Okay, I got you. Stuff may just go up because of inflation, too. Inflation and supply chain problems. It says, well, you can't take the duty and the VAT off fruits. How's that going to help the country? There's duty on fruits now, is what I'm trying to say. Hey, Juan, I don't think business prices will go down because they still have to take into consideration damaged products, theft, and stuff to pay workers when the regular citizen doesn't have that worry. I don't think business prices will go down either. I think the amount of VAT you pay will go down. It says, buy your turkey now, Juan. I'm trying to convince my wife not to have turkey. I don't know, like, why do we gotta, like... You know, we gotta fake it. Like I want a turkey sitting in my fridge for 2 weeks. I gotta eat turkey. Did it say we had turkey on Christmas Day? It says brave skin is beautiful. If the PM thing doesn't pan out like he hopes, he could do Dove commercials. There you go. Says. I hate turkey ham and milk. I'm not saying I'm not going to have turkey on Thanksgiving Day. It's not our Thanksgiving, but it's still American Thanksgiving, and we've grown so used to it. I'm going to, like, get Bush Cook or something like that, let them do the turkey. But, I mean, you know, you got to buy a turkey, put it in your fridge, and then you got to brine it and cook it for... Juan, did you do the bucket test on your water meter to fill a 5-gallon bucket with water and make sure the meter only goes up 5 gallons? You know, I didn't do that. This says, the accounting for value-added tax is one of the most misunderstood things in this country. Many businesses look at value-added tax as an expense and therefore calculate their selling on an overinflated base cost of the item. This should not be the case for tax-registered entities. Well, thanks for clearing them up. I didn't have it straight in my head, so thanks for clearing that up. Juan, don't buy no ham or turkey because they was there from 2019. So, Juan, you don't drink almond milk either? I thought it was better than cow milk. I don't drink no milk. I don't like milk. Like, I'd use milk if I'm, like, making mashed potatoes or if I'm making pancakes for the kids. I use, like, half milk, half water because I find it helps it have a better taste. Juan, I believe that businesses see VAT as an opportunity to increase prices. My understanding of how things work is that VAT is paid upfront on landed costs, meaning that by the time items reach the retail level and VAT is charged on the marked-up price, there's a difference, and this difference is pocketed by the merchants. Can you confirm if this is how VAT is collected? Not according to everybody who seems to know how VAT is collected. No, that doesn't appear to be the case at all. It's a pass-through cost. It says backyard farming. Everybody in Freeport, a friend of mine went to buy a head of iceberg lettuce. It was $6 plus. We do hydroponics and aquaponics. The turnover is 4 weeks. It says, where are these people shopping? The Westridge store has almond milk for $6.99. Maybe they're buying organic. The only turkey that will seem to be on Bahamian's tables this season is miscut turkey wing souse. Have mercy. You know, I'm not a big discriminator of souse, right? I don't eat nothing foot or tail or tongue or hoof or whatever the hell it is. But you ever seen chicken foot souse? The Jamaicans eat that. It's terrifying. You'd like chicken foot souse? I would have to be on the verge of starvation to eat chicken foot souse. I would have to be starving. And that would have to be the only thing that anyone could possibly have. Yeah, I don't like turkey sauce. It says, nobody touching my turkey but me. Turkey is a religious thing for me. I can't take it. It says, how was the snapper one? You could have red snapper or wahoo dinner for Christmas. Oh, was this Matt? It was great, my brother. Thank you. We killed that. Kids killed it. Wife killed it. I killed it. It's my boy, Matt. If he gets stuff on his boat, he hooks me up. Says, I don't pull tongue with sheep either. Yeah, I don't know. Sheep, my. Have you ever seen, like, the pig foot? My father used to do that. He used to bring the pig, the raw foot home and, like, cut it up. One time they brought an entire pig, my parents, and I didn't eat pork for, like, maybe several years. I ain't too big on the pork now, but. All right, let's talk this about this here. Even though we only have a little time left, I wanted to make this point. We're not going to get to everything I wanted to talk to. It says, Brave, why sure ain't dark? She's a lovely woman, by the way. Yeah, she's not dark. It's fine. It's fine. Okay. If you have seen the story in today's Nassau Guardian, where we speak to the uncle of Bella Walker, okay? He talks very fondly about her, yes, of course, and that's very good to know. But he also highlighted something that I felt some type of way about yesterday, but I was trying not to be too judgmental because I'm not the one who's in that situation. But Eyewitness News reported numerous neighbors of Bella Walker who talked about, who just painted a horrific picture of her life through major subdivision. And not a single one, and I'm not trying to be too judgmental because I was not in that situation. I believe I know how I would have acted in that situation, but I was not. Not a single one reported it to social services or the police. And that's the point he made. He says, all right, this is Cordell Newton. Okay? He says, while he's deeply upset to know that people knew Bella might have been in danger, but did not report it, he understands why they might have been hesitant to call for help. He said, it's like they confessed to knowing what was going on, but they just didn't say anything. And I know Bahamians don't want to mind anyone's business, but the right thing to do would have been to call the Department of Social Services. The right thing would have been to call the police, to call law enforcement, or just to merely let someone know what you saw. That was the most heartbreaking part. And I don't know them personally, and I can't get angry at them, because it's sort of how our country is already conditioned. He says, I think it was a fair thing, too. And then knowing that our law enforcement doesn't always do what they're supposed to do when they're supposed to do it. He's very, very, very insightful remarks about him. So let me say this, all right? and be really clear about it. Because people have called for like, oh, we need stronger child protection laws. And that's all well and good. You could reexamine the child protection laws, but we already have child protection laws. That's the problem with Obama's. Every time something screws up, we go, we don't have any laws. I can see something legitimate like campaign finance. We don't have any laws. Right? But things like this, we have, I mean, this legislation is this bill is huge. And we have other legislation too. We have strong child protection. The penalty for having sex with an underage child is up to life in prison. Why? Y'all big gray men still trying to chase these young girls and risking life in prison is beyond me. But anyway, here's the law. You don't have the luxury of seeing a child being abused and not reporting it. You have a legal obligation to report it according to the Child Protection Act. And I'm going to read it for you so that you understand. So the next time you see something like this happening, you know what to do. All right? And I'll be real with you. If I saw this a little girl being abused and I said nothing, after she died, I would live with my shame in silence. I don't know how you just go tell the reporter, yeah, well, you know, I feel bad about it. Anyway, I'm not trying to judge, but I'm saying it's hard not to. This is the Child Protection Act, Section 63. Every person who has information indicating that a child is suffering or has suffered significant harm shall forthwith report that information to the Director of Social Services. Let me say it again. Every person who has information indicating that a child is suffering or has suffered significant harm shall forthwith report that information to the Director of Social Services. It's not a if I feel like it thing. It's not a should I thing. It's a mandatory reporting of child abuse thing. If a child is left at home and is 4 years old, they are being placed in a position of significant harm. Call the Director of Social Services. Call the police. And certain professions have even more of an obligation to do so. I'm going to go through that in a second, but I'll take this call. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon, Mr. McCartney.
Hey, how's it going?
How you doing?
Right here.
All right, first time caller.
Thanks for calling.
Mr. McCartney, a very good show. Tell me something. This situation is more serious than just this, you know. Hello?
I'm here. Go ahead.
Yeah. This situation is much, much more serious than just calling social services. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I can let you know about the incident, right?
Mm-hmm.
I realized that this girl was being beaten every morning. I talking about, I could hear the blows to the wall. School girl, right?
Mm-hmm.
I approached the individual, right, because I was so upset. And I said, "Excuse me." I said, "What are you doing?" I said, "Every morning you are beating this girl. What are you doing?" Right?
Mm-hmm.
So she said, "I'm stressed out." I say, "Hold on now. You stressed out and you beating this girl. I mean, the blows, I wouldn't be able to take those blows, to be honest with you." You know what I did?
What's that?
I called the police. Right? When I called the police, this was like 3 o'clock in the morning. I called the police. You know what the police told me?
What's that?
The police said to me, "You need to call social services."
Mm-hmm.
Right?
So they wouldn't even pick it up?
Pardon?
They wouldn't even take it up?
No, they wouldn't take it up.
Okay.
They rejected me point blank.
Wow.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So what I did, I didn't just leave it like that. I did call social services.
Mm-hmm.
I contacted social services that morning, and I spoke to a young lady, and I told her, I explained her the situation, and she said to me, she said, ain't nothing we can do now. She said, why don't you call the police? I said, I just spoke to the police. They tell me call y'all. So she said, no, I don't know why they tell you. I don't know why they tell you call us we can't go there without them. Listen to this now. Say, we can't go there without them, so I don't know why they tell you call me. So I said, so what are you going to do? Right? So she said, well, just give me the information. I gave her the information. I gave her the location. Right? And what happened is that she said, I said, could I go and tell her, just tell her to calm down and not to hit the little girl or anything? She said, don't get in that.
Wow.
Don't get in that.
Wow.
So I said, okay. So you know what I did again?
Mm-hmm.
I called the police headquarters. And what I did, I gave them the landlord number to call the landlord to get the information on the person who renting the apartment so that they would have that, you know, they would be he'll have all the information. You know what they did?
What's that?
He told me they called him, you know. But they called him, but they never showed up to the place. And then after they never showed up to the place, right, what I did is I called the Ministry of Education. And I explained it to the Ministry of Education what had happened. They took the information and never showed up.
Wow.
So I want to let you know, Mr. McCartney, the public, even though the public are doing these things, let me tell you something, Mr. McCartney. These situations are very dangerous situations. Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, these situations are very dangerous situations, even to the person who reporting it. Very dangerous. Because a lot of times, you would report. I had mentioned to a talk show host, I said that when social services was on, I said to them, with social service there, I said, what are you doing in reference to persons who may be out there who can't get out of a violent situation, so you are not aware that it is a violent. I say, why don't you put a team together so you can at least evaluate what the problems may be without just the public risking their lives to do that? You could do a normal, how you doing situation. It don't always have to be something that you have to run into as if you come in to take someone down.
Mm-hmm.
You can always do street walks or whatever it is, but you know what they said to me? They said, we don't have enough people for that, and if a person finds themselves in that position, they have to have the strength to get out themselves. That was the response on Aaron Green's show. When social service was there, they said, no, that's it. To deal with that, we can't deal with that, because if the person getting abused and they can't get out on time to stop that abuse, then she said, that, well, that on them.
Who said this?
You heard I say to you?
Who said this?
Pardon?
Who told you that?
This was on Aaron Green's show with the social service workers.
I find that, I have to hear that myself, man. I'm not saying you're lying, but
They said that. If the person is, this is the words, and you could check it. They said, if the person find themselves in that position, and they don't have the strength to get out, then that on them.
No. I thank you for calling, my brother. Yeah, it's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. I'm going to help you. I'm going to help the police. I'm going to help social services because it sounds like I'm going to help the Ministry of Education because it sounds like a lot of people don't understand their legal obligations. Okay? All those people are wrong. All right? Domestic abuse is against the law. Child abuse is against the law. Social services and the police have an obligation to investigate complaints. There's no, maybe we'll check it out. I'm going to help you because some of y'all sound like y'all in the wrong profession. Okay? Section 2, Section 63, Subsection 2. A person who performs, notwithstanding any statutory provision, so notwithstanding anything else in law, a person who performs professional or official duties with respect to a child, including a physician, a nurse, a dentist, a pharmacist, a psychologist, or other healthcare professional, a school principal, a teacher, a counselor, a social worker, youth or recreational leader, member of the clergy, or child care worker, or a police officer, a probation officer, or youth care worker, who, in the course of that person's professional or official duties, has reasonable grounds to suspect that a child is suffering or has suffered significant harm, shall forthwith report the suspicion to the director to get permission upon which it is based. You have a legal obligation to do it. If you are any of the or in any of the professions I just mentioned, your obligation is even more stringent. No civil action can be taken against you according to the law unless the reporting of the information is done falsely and maliciously. No person shall reveal or be compelled to reveal the identity of a person who has reported information to the director. On receiving a report pursuant to these laws, the director shall cause an investigation to be made in the circumstances of the case. The director shall arrange for the provision of such child care services as he considers necessary, and the director shall make application for such order under this act as he considers appropriate. There's no when I get to it, or I don't deal with that, or I don't know why you call me, or don't get in that. You have a legal obligation to do it. So what I'm saying to you is, you have strained resources, but for the love of God, if you're going to cry about Bella Walker being killed, do your job. If you're going to cry about Bella Walker being killed, and you were in a position to possibly help Bella Walker, understand your legal obligation to protect children in this country with as little judgment as I can muster. That's what I got to say. We're going to take a break, and then we'll come back, and we'll finish talking about it.
BK Nassau and Pepsi want to bring you a fun day on us. Upgrade your favorite combo and get a chance to win great prizes like staycations at Atlantis or Baja Mar, powerboat adventure excursions, or a Blue Lagoon dolphin encounter. You can also win a relaxing day at Sandy Toes or a VIP movie experience at Fusion. Upgrade your combo at any of Burger King Nassau's 7 locations and enter to win online at bk242.com. Win fun days with Pepsi and Burger King, where taste is king.
Atlantic Agents. How may I help you?
Yes, I want to know where to go to get third-party motor insurance.
Are you sitting down?
Yes.
Okay, could you put your feet up?
Okay.
Great. Just go to cgatlanticagents.com, where you can get a quote and buy your insurance online.
Relax. Now you can buy third-party motor insurance wherever and whenever you want. It's as easy as click, quote, buy. CG Atlantic Agents. Good like that. Nassau Insurance Brokers and Agents Limited. Trading as CG Atlantic Agents.
Wait, you know what's going down tomorrow?
Nobody, what happening?
Joe bringing the knife to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
Wait, he fooled with Joe girl?
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't bog down for nothing. So that means he got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you want?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson fan. We gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean, cool, you know.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
All right, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody calling me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know.
and nobody got to know it's you.
So how do they work?
All you got to do is call them, or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info, and when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me?
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami, and they don't ask nothing about you. Then if you get the pen from them, and you can claim a reward later using that same pen.
Plus, everything's scrambled, so nobody can read what you send.
Calls 308-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents are the best. Reliable service, we've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.S. Johnson Insurance has the best. Always, you're always covering me. J.S. Johnson Insurance, peace of mind.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Good afternoon, Bahamas. Welcome back to the revolution. Says that man was misconstruing what was said. The social worker said that a person cannot be forced to leave a domestic violence situation. You can report to the police, but if the person refuses to press charges and decides to return to the abusive relationship, that's their right. There was no mention of there being children involved. Okay, well, I didn't hear it, so I'd be shocked if the social worker said that. Says in France, they have what's called the Good Samaritan Law. One cannot see someone needing ambulance and do not act, they are liable to be charged with the commission of a criminal offense. Similarly, in Canada, if one witnesses a criminal act and watches without intervention and or reporting to the police, they can be charged with the offense without even participating. It says, good afternoon, that man is speaking the truth because I listened to Ms. Green's show this morning and that's what Ms. Carroll said. Well, the other texter puts it in context for me, so I can understand if she said that about an adult in a domestic violence situation. I do. All right. We got a call. We'll do one call. Look, I'm going to say this, right? I get it. Someone sent me a message saying that, you know, the system's broken. People don't act. The police don't act. The social services don't act. All right. If that's the case then, right? And the system's broken and everything is gone to hell, then why are we out here pump faking like we trying to protect the Bella Walkers of the world? Cause we just feel like talking, because we feel some type of way. If we ain't gonna do you could talk. I talk for a living. Right? You could talk about it all you want, but unless we as a society become serious about this, then more children will die. So I'm going to say this as real as I possibly can. If ain't nobody going to do nothing, then just get used to the idea of little children getting killed. If nobody going to call the police, if nobody going to follow up with the police, if nobody going to check because they don't believe the police going to do nothing, why are we out here crying? You don't say that when something happened to you. You don't say, I ain't going to call the police because I ain't going to do nothing. When someone break in your house, you call the police. Someone steals something from you, you call the police. Unless you go get it back. I mean, you know, that could go either way. But yet, when something's happening to somebody else, it's that the police ain't gonna do nothing, the system broken, XYZ. Okay, then why are we crying about it? If we just comfortable with not doing nothing as a society, then let's move on. Right? Let's talk about my NFL picks. Now, if you're gonna call for social services to have more resources, If you're going to call for the police to take these complaints more seriously, which the police often do, I see there's a man on trial now for allegedly abusing his wife. I see it all the time. There's a man who was sentenced to prison for violently beating his daughter. It happens all the time. People are taken to court to have custody issues going on all the time. There is a social service system right now that takes children out of homes and puts them in other homes all the time. So it's false to say that no one does anything. What you want to say is you're tired of the system and so you don't want to act. And it's on someone else to act, when according to the law, it's not. So don't give me that. Don't give me, I don't call the police because the police don't do nothing. Then just say nothing then. Then just let Belawaka have died in vain if you ain't willing to do nothing. All of us have to do something. Now, what that guy said was insane. Who just called? Who called a little earlier? Okay? That should never happen. The police have an obligation. The social workers have an obligation. Or they should be in a different job, different line of work. But don't tell me the system's broken and you want to throw your hands up and recuse yourself of failing to act, of any guilt from failing to act when a child dies. I don't buy that. Say it again. Every person who has information indicating that a child is suffering or has suffered significant harm shall forthwith report that information to the director. Okay, that happens now. I know that for a fact. People call, and that gentleman tried. Okay? Doctors, nurses, dentists, pharmacists, psychologists, school principals, teachers, counselors, social workers, recreational youth leaders, members of the clergy, child care workers, police officers, probation officers, youth care workers have a legal obligation to report it to the director if they have reasonable grounds to suspect a child is suffering or has suffered significant harm. Reasonable grounds. Y'all tell me that all the time. The system don't work, right? The system don't work. That's what you tell me. But I see a system that is overburdened. I also hear a lot of people who sound like they're trying to make excuses for not wanting to act in the interest of children's safety. All right? So I can't let you off the hook like that. Just like all these departments and divisions need to act, you too need to act. That gentleman who called, he tried over and over and over again. He did the right thing. All right? He did all he could. Now, if the other people who were supposed to pick that up failed to do that, all right? And when you call social services, sir, tell them you have a legal obligation to report this information to the director, and if you can't help me who's talking on the phone, then please put me through to the director's office. Since she should know her legal obligation or he should know his legal obligation. All right. We're going to have to gather our courage and our resolve in order to better protect children. Or not. Or just let them die and go, well, it's all broken, the system, and throw our hands up. Let's figure out which one we want to do. All right? We got to go. We'll be back tomorrow, Lord willing. And we'll talk about some other things. You guys take care out there and have a great day, Bob.
The Revolution of Juan McCartney is sponsored by J.S. Johnson, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, CG Atlantic, Ron's Electric Motors, Wendy's, the Ministry of Health, and the Digital Transformation Unit.